Hi, welcome. This is Game Chat. This is the third week of Not Tonight. If you were wondering where week two is, we took a break for last week. So this is our third and final week of Not Tonight, but only the second recording. This game was released in August 17th of 2018, developed by Panic Barn, published by No More Robots. It is available on Steam and Nintendo Switch. Summary for the game. Not Tonight is a post-Brexit management game fusing a time-pressure RPG with a politically charged story where every decision matters. Will you join the resistance and fight the regime, or keep your head down and hope that one day this will all be a distant memory? No intro question for this evening. If you've been listening to the podcast, you recognize us and our voices, but we will tell you who we are. I am Madeline.
And this is Franco.
So, yay. Thanks for joining us. So tonight we're talking about the second two chapters of Not Tonight, and I have some stuff written down on our outline, but we'll just kind of go off the top of our heads, I think, more likely, rather than need to cover every single story beat. So, this game!
This game just... puts, I guess the best way to put it is, it as it progresses, as it keeps progressing, it just keeps putting more and more spinning plates in front of you, and then pressure at each place you go, with more and more requirements and more complications to you trying to do what you perceived to be as what you're supposed to be doing, but sometimes your purposes are crossed purpose, especially in the third chapter.
Yes.
And which leads even more to more frustration and more confusion. And it's just it's just, I'm trying to think of what they added. It's been a while, a week since I did the second chapter. What they heaped on you in the second chapter.
Scan and ban.
Yes, the scan and ban, right.
You had to see if somebody was carrying contraband items on them. Look at people's occupation, their social credit score.
Yes, and then how much they made.
Yep. Even sometimes looked at, if they had been to a country that wasn't allowed. You can, if you're a Euro, or if you've been to Europe, you're not allowed to come in.
Yeah, that started in chapter 3, yeah. And then, the whole thing with the, it wasn't, in some places it wasn't horrible about the social credit score and the earnings.
Mm-hmm.
But the scanner part, it took me two or three retries to figure out exactly what I'm supposed to be looking for when I put that thing under the scanner. At first, I didn't realize, how am I supposed to scan this? It's like the scanner's on. I don't know. Oh, I have to friggin' grab the card and drag it down to the scanner to see a faint, wavy red thingy that doesn't say anything. It's not very clear or definitive. So, that took at least a couple of tries, to recognize what was going on and going back and restarting that day. Now I know what they want. But that just, they just keep throwing, that's the whole thing in this game, is they keep throwing things at you to slow you down. You get in this mindset of how, processing people in your line, and they just keep throwing more and more complications, and then it's always frustrating when you're processing people, and you're going along, and then you suddenly get the photos not matching the portrait. And I'm like, it's just like, you got me checking six things and then checking four pixel pictures, of people. It's just, oh my God. It was, and you're just, it's a struggle. It's not, I don't know. It takes, I don't know. It didn't feel fun at all. I don't know. That's
The time pressure aspect. It's just,
and that was my favorite peeve is, it was just, it's I don't want to say irrelevant or immaterial, but, you know, your job starts at a time and then, you know, but the clock starts ticking when you step outside. The first person doesn't get in line until like 20 seconds.
Exactly. Oh, that's so frustrating.
You know, and then, I mean, then they throw time wasters at you. Mm-hmm. People who jump in line to talk to you, and it's like, I'm busy here. Can you just...
Can you step aside, sir?
Yeah, and oh man, like Shannon, you know, and you know the underage, and then first chapter she's just underage, and then the second chapter she's from the wrong country, right? Mm-hmm. She's from a banned country,
mm-hmm.
And then what in the third chapter does she? She popped up late in the third chapter. I forget what it was that a new deal where.
She got a new ID, but then she was still like.
Oh, the color was off or something? I forget.
Maybe. Something was still wrong. She still couldn't get in.
Oh, it was expired. I forget. Yeah. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's like you just hated to see her in line because you knew there goes some precious time. Especially if you're. Yeah, the second with the. Second chapter with the. This credit scores and then the salary, which I, you know, you tend to forget. And then. The second chapter, it seemed like, yeah, then they added the weekly requirements for rent,
mm-hmm.
utilities, and which is, you know, a money drain.
Yes.
So instead of, like, the first chapter was that 2,500 number,
mm-hmm.
and I started the second chapter, and then they, you know, after the first week, they throw these, the weekly rent stuff, and I'm like, do I have to do this and make the 2,500 for this month? You know, I was freaking out about that. And it's like, no, yeah. It doesn't turn out, but it's, I don't know, it's probably more than 20. I don't know. What is it
I
like?
I think it got there towards the end, definitely.
Yeah, towards close to, let's see, it was like $250. It was like $600-$700 at the end of the month on top of something else that was, oh, your medical bills. And oh, for the foot. Yeah.
Yep, because you dropped the piano on yourself. Yeah, it's. I understand what the goal was. The goal was to make this game be about being screwed at every opportunity.
Right.
And it felt that way, but it didn't feel like you were doing it for a good reason. Like, that didn't feel like there was a compelling reason to join the resistance, honestly.
Right.
And like, besides like, okay, you say you're fighting for freedom of people here. Good. Wonderful. Don't seem super effective, super convoluted to try and figure out what it is you want me to do. The people that I actually like cared a little about, Larna and Vilkov, like, left halfway through chapter 3, and then Dave is yep. being creepy stalker about Larna, and I'm like,
yeah,
Dave, I liked you. You were a nice dude, and now you're doing this. Like, what is the deal?
Yeah, that was an odd, yeah.
And I guess it was supposed to be, like, set up for game 2, where he goes to France and opens a bar there. Yeah. But it mostly felt like, why'd you got to make it weird? Mostly yeah. It felt like that.
Yeah, the whole thing with resistance, I mean, yeah, you're trying to do your, I mean, even the second chapter with Galahad, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean, it starts off by him trying to force his way into the clubs.
Yep.
So you've got cross purposes where it's like, hey, I'm trying to, like, you know, make some money so I can stay, you know, in country and stay on, you know, good auspices and stuff like that, and you're trying to barge into my club. I rejected them almost all the time. At the second chapter, it's like, you know, I was like, no, I can't afford to do this.
And he would get like more and more creepy about, like, he's been trying to creep on Guinevere and
same thing. Yeah,
all his messages, and I'm like,
take the hint, pal.
This is not okay. She said no several times.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and then let me see that the it wasn't too bad with the second chapter with the bars. I mean, except I mean, everybody dreaded guest lists because they were horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Although the one, I mean, I'm glad I got to that point. What was it, like in the first week of the third chapter, the guest list was all, except for a certain name. I don't know, I didn't catch the reference of who the Housers were, or, but all Doctor Who actors.
Really?
It was Peter Capaldi. Cool. Yeah, the guest list had all, and you end up rejecting them because all of, like, when Capaldi comes up, they got a bad idea, you know, bad dates and stuff like that. So yeah, it was like three or four. I mean, they were all listed. All like Pertwee and all those guys were in the list, but I think you only processed like three or four. Maybe it was random.
That's
for
cool,
the guest list. Yeah. But yeah, then the third chapter just, I mean, in the third chapter, for everybody listening, they introduce something. I mean, it's like the first two chapters, it was more annoyances when people like Shannon or Galahad would come up in your line and you're like, you got to get through them and, you know, just get on with your job. But then in the third chapter, October. They introduce where the resistance asks you now that you have to process so many people you're supposed to be rejecting through the lines.
Yes.
by the end of the month. And I forget what the totals were. It was at least like 10 people from Europe, right?
Yes.
And then so many people that had the button that you're supposed to reject and you had supposed to let them in.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third one was
reject people wearing the resistance hoodies.
Oh, the hoodies, yeah, because yeah, they're resistance, but they're doing a fashion faux pas, so they want to, you know.
yeah, and it's where it's like they're diluting the brand. Like, we only want people who are actually resistance, not people who just wear resistance to be cool. What?
Right. And then I'm doing the math and I was like, I almost have to do, I think, two a shift.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And it's like, that's, you know, it's getting close.
There's no room for me to mess up because I'm not paying 100% attention.
Yeah, for portrait, or now you're like, you know, speeding things up or trying to, now you're adding mental processes to it. It's like when somebody comes up from Europe and it's like, you look at, oh, how many warnings do I have? You know, it's like, is this going to cost me money? You know, and I think most of the places in October, you had like, I think the first week was three warnings, which is, I guess, to help out. But I think the second week was only two warnings. So it cut that number back.
Yeah.
And it was just like, and then,
I can't do it.
Yeah, the other thing in the third chapter was they added, you had to build or get the ingredients for, I guess, a poison, I guess, or something. Galahad's or Guinevere, I forget which one to ask you, that you have to make everybody sick at the ball. So they want to work you to get some, apparently rat poison and some special sugar, I guess, from the meat place.
Yeah, special sugar from Ferris and then the rat poison from the weird burnout church that has the club in it, and combine them.
Oh, Ferris's place, which is another. Yeah, I mean, you're helping out a guy who's dealing drugs. They're not dealing alcohol in that place, right?
It's all. Yeah, I'm assuming it's all drugs at his place. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, what? I'm helping out a drug dealer here.
Yep. I mean, technically, I am. I'm sure you were good the whole time, but technically, I am also a drug dealer because I sold a lot of drugs.
Right.
But
and that, I mean, so it was just So in my playthrough, I got, I think, started somewhere in the second week where I'm you know, the whole mechanic with, you know, in order to get these trinkets from each location, you have to literally pass four times. Third time to get the job of head bouncer, and then you don't get the trinket when you achieve head bouncer. You have to go back another time and work again and get it. And it's like it's not like you can go in there, pick it up, and leave. It's like you got to go in there, pick it up, and work another shift there.
And usually the fourth one is when you're like have the opportunity to do it. There's like two jobs available at that time. So you're like, well, should I go and get the thing? Or is it even worth it? Or should I go and start on my next thing? Because that one might be worth it. And if I don't take this first shift there, then I may not be able to get four shifts there to get the thing. And it's
right. Because generally, I think that started happening. I don't know, you know, it's everything's a little, kind of like a blur from the second chapter, but if once you get like, there's only like, I have no interest in replaying this, but it was like, I don't think there's ever a job you can work five times, you know, it's on the schedule for 4 days. And if you almost have to work there the four times, but you know, it's so, but I'm trying to remember, because I know definitely in the chapter 3, it only showed you a week at a time on the calendar. So you didn't know what you had coming up in the next two, you know, till the end of the month. Maybe that was true in all the chapters. I wasn't paying attention because it didn't become that important. You know, we weren't so much aware of it until, you know, you get this far and it's like, oh, I got to get, you know, this number of shifts in at this bar. And that's what I was panicking about. I was like, I don't know if I have another shift at this place. You know, so that's why I was like, I saw my health going down, 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 down. It's like, I can't afford a day off. I got to. And the stuff that is always, there were a couple that were a constant minus you couldn't do anything about. Obviously working so many consecutive days, but working like, I think there was a minus on working 9 months. It was always there. There's nothing you could do to get rid of it.
Yep.
And always hungry. It's like, even if you got the fridge, oh, it was like a plus one. I guess, I don't know, I can't remember. It was a constant struggle. It's like a Rubik's Cube to get everything to align that you just, you know, and to be able to have the right amount of money and, you know, left over. And they throw so many things in the shop at you that it's like you're constantly worried. Are they just trying to do a money drain on me? I mean, some of this stuff is neat, but it's like, you know, it's like I hardly bought anything. I mean, bought two or three things for health. I think the radiator for heat, level one, and then the bed. You know, one of each. The bed, the heater, and the refrigerator. And I thought, okay, I'm good to go there. You know, and...
Nope. Not enough.
The crushing pressure still creeps in on you.
and like, they had some cool... bumps from clothes, like some clothes supposedly make you move faster. So like if you're going between lines.
Yes. Was always when it's either VIP or guest lists, it took at least two or three clicks to get your guy to get off the one line and get to the other line.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And I think there was someone out there that like made them not argue with you as much, maybe.
I think that was probably if you wore the riot gear,
I guess. Riot gear, yeah. Which at the same time, I was like, I don't know that this is the message I want to be giving. But
I saw the riot, and no, I ain't wearing that stupid shit. I think the only thing I wore consistently was the tiki head.
Yep. The tiki one was fun.
Yeah. But actually, I like the goth bar, the death bar, the angel.
Mm-hmm.
That guy was great. He was like, I love the guy who run the place, and the music was pretty good. I like that.
Yeah, I like that.
And then, you know, I think they introduced it in the second chapter, and even worse in the third chapter, where, you know, when you're working for Jup Security, processing people at the wall, and then
That's where they introduced no euros, and then occupations. Then every time you worked, what his Saturday job, there was a list of two or three occupations you couldn't let in.
Yeah, like no, what is
artists.
It? No journalists, no artists, no writers.
Right, and then
no mimes.
No mimes. Mimes and clowns, I think, was the first couple ones. Yeah, mimes. And it was easy. Like, I think chapter two was only one occupation. Then chapter three, they upped it to like three. And then again, with that was, you know, then you had the face, the portrait, and then the portrait on their credit score stub.
Mm-hmm.
They had three portraits to look at.
That's shenanigans. The girl I was watching play through some of this, I think, was playing with controller as well. And you have to like cycle through everything and click on the thing that's wrong. And I was like, F that. I never want to play this game. I don't think I want to play this game again, but I definitely don't want to play it with the controller.
Yeah. I mean, that's just time wasters. And it just, I mean, they never gave you, I would have appreciated it maybe after chapter one or something. They give you a key to automatically, you know, grab the ID and put it up on your clipboard.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm, you know, I don't know how you did it on the Switch, but I'm always, you got to grab it out of their fingers and put it up on the clipboard with the mouse.
Yeah, that's.
And then with all some of the places in the third chapter, I mean, it just seems like a complaint fest. I know, I'm sorry. But in chapter three, some of the places they have so many things to look at. And then they had a guest list and it was obscuring the guest list. I had to move things out of the guest list way.
Move it around.
Yeah, yes. To see if they're on the guest list. I mean, it was just, you didn't look forward to, well, I guess that's intentional. You didn't look forward to working any day.
Nope, it was just like,
everything's bad. It gets worse. You got people pushing and pulling you from either end of the spectrum. You're just trying to get along. I mean, that's part of the struggle, I guess, but it doesn't make for a great aesthetic into the game. It's like, you're not. It's, you know, definitely by the time you get through the third chapter, it's the feeling creeps over you. It's like, I just need to get this game done with, you know, I want to get to the end of the month to see what happens. And then, you know, with me, it was like, oh Jesus. And I get to the, it's like, I die. And I'm like, I'm not going to dig back for a save and try, you know, and work my way through to see what, you know, and then I went and researched the endings, and I was like, oh my God. I mean, I don't know if we want to talk about the endings or just how you, some of the things you have to do to get supposedly, I think there's like three different types. Well, I mean, obviously one is you die. Mm-hmm. One is you get kicked out of the country because your credit score drops too low. Or you don't have the money to pay rent or for your stuff. And then when you get, if you get it all the way through the end of the month, there's like two possible outcomes, I think. From what I read.
Yeah. So like there's the bombing and you can, I think.
Right. You help a bombing. You can either help a bombing. Right.
Which was like apparently an insight, like is a false flag. Like the government did it in order to blame people that they're trying to deport.
Oh, okay.
So, which is, it's very convoluted, but needlessly so, I feel like. Like,
yeah.
The game, and the girl who I watched play was talking about this as well, that like, they keep talking about fascism and throwing around a lot of stuff, but they really kind of, I don't know, they kind of like, shy away from addressing, and I don't know if it's just because of some of this stuff is happening today and they wanted it to be more like a funny cynical look at stuff that's happening today versus like an actual look at stuff that's happening today. And I think that's kind of where this game and Papers, Please take 90 degree turns away from each other. It kept talking about this stuff, but it didn't ever feel like it was like being serious about these things.
Well, yeah, it over overblew everything to the point where it's just like, why am I staying here again? Why don't I just get on the boat and head to someplace else? Yeah,
like, yes, the character that you're playing, 112, is British, is from Britain, has lived there all of your life, and you've lost that citizenship as well, because three generations back, your family wasn't British, but they were British the whole time past that, but now you don't have it anymore. But yeah, like, there are other places in the world you can go and speak English and be welcomed and have a much better life.
I mean, if that, you know, if I was living in that dystopian world, I'd GTFO, I'd get the fuck out, you know? Yeah, it was like, why am I struggling? You know, why am I struggling to stay in this rotten place anyway? Where, you know, I don't know. It was just like, there was no enthusiasm after a while with this game. It was like the grind. I mean, and everything that, it was like all these side things or the things that were happening when you weren't checking IDs. It was so shotgunned and thrown at you.
Mm-hmm.
It was all over the place.
Yes. And
it was like so many things that, you know, you were confused. You know, is this a distraction? Is this really meaningful? It's like, is there repercussions to this? And it turns out almost everybody that are these distractions actually has repercussions in the game. Eventually, I mean, in some cases, one, you know, you actually in the end, you know, if you don't screw up and die, if you make it to the end, there's a trial, and then people come and testify either for or against you, depending on what you did during the three, you know, chapters.
If you did all the fetch quests, the mini fetch quests,
right,
to help them or not, like, did you give CDs to Shannon? Did you figure out who was blackmailing his sister? And
oh, Shannon was supposed to get the CDs. Oh,
apparently
Christ.
Shannon was right. I had no idea. Shannon was supposed to get the CDs. What else?
I mean, the one. I mean, it was totally. I mean, with what was it, Vaclav, or I forget his name. The dude, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How are you? I mean, supposed to know to give him the disco award?
I never had any idea about
other.
That.
I think the main thing I thought with him was whether or not you let him in to the club, and then, you know, you get this disco award, and then that's the big thing. I guess something happens with him if you give him the disco award. Well, yeah. Then what's her name? Gives you something.
Narna,
yeah,
gives you a thing to give to the resistance, and then
the resistance,
the sign of the resistance.
Yeah, and I mean, the second chapter, I totally screwed up. I think, I was a short a day on the computer thing, so I couldn't get the. It's like I think I got thing, but then it was the end of the month, and I couldn't work another shift to get the computer for the USB to get at the computer for to use the USB drive.
So
who was the bomber? I have no idea.
Basically they have the data on the bomber, and apparently when you let in enough resistance people, somehow that gives them the last information that they need to assemble the image, and they give you basically the clothes that he's wearing. They show you what he'll be wearing.
Yeah.
At the final.
Yeah.
Ball thing or whatever, and so then you have decided to let him in or not.
Yeah, I was looking that up. That was really so convoluted. You had to
do all the things.
Yeah, and they were like totally unrelated. To get the kit together. Yeah, the identikit.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it was like, well, one of which I think is the resistance, right? They're doing all the stuff for the resistance. Which is, that was the kicker. That was like, you got to be, and it was like towards the end of the second week before I died, I'm like, I just gave up on that. I'm like, there's no way I'm going to, you know, you get 2 weeks, you know, and that's another thing. You got a month to do it, but also if you're not consistent, you know, depending on your ID reading, you know, and your processing of people, if you get behind, there's no way you can make it up other than going back and starting the chapter over.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Which I don't think is a, you know, depending on, it has a weird save slot mechanic.
Where you just scroll all the way to the very end, because why would we put the most recent save at the front?
Right, and you only have like three slots. And if you want to load a game, I guess that's what, you know, they try to prevent you from cheesing it. Mm-hmm. To load a game, you have to empty a slot out.
Yeah.
And it was just so confusing. You know, after a while, I was like, geez. It's like, you know, it just, you have, yeah, like I said before, you have like almost zero enthusiasm at the end of this game. It's like.
Okay, that was nice. But it wasn't even nice.
Yeah, I mean. When in the third chapter, when they left, the two you were trying to help, it was like I was relieved for them. It's like, yeah, please go get out of here. You know? And it was like, then when they left, I'm like, are they supposed to leave? Did I screw up? You know, the whole idea, you know, in the, you know, with some of these, you know, these games is like, it's a definitely off on thing, you know, switch where it's like you can't, there's no other alternate path you can go to, you know, fix a screw up that you maybe realize halfway through a game that I really should have, you know. I mean, when you have something in the first chapter that affects you at the end of the game, you know.
Yeah.
And it's such a, I mean, if he had mentioned, the husband had mentioned, I mean, obviously he goes in there to, he says he goes in there just to dance, but it was like, you're supposed to make that leap that he should get, you know, give him the dancing award to the disco award. It's like, I mean, the only time they actually gave you a hint was with the ring with Dave.
Mm-hmm.
Dave tells you he's missing his ring. He's missing
a
ring.
And so then when you find it, you're like, oh, I know who this belongs to.
Exactly, exactly. And it's, that was funny. What was it, the tiki bar with the garbage disposal or with the garbage chute or something? That's how you find the ring. You got to open the garbage chute and the ring comes plopping out.
Yep.
Yeah, so that's, you know, it's just, it's no papers. It's somebody, as I was reading later on today, and it's like after, you know, decompressed a bit, it's like, you know, it's a papers please wannabe, but there's no overarching story that draws you in.
Yeah.
I mean, the story is, you know, it doesn't draw you. It sort of like repulses you almost.
I agree. Yeah. So the girl who I watched stream it said that, like, in Papers, Please, she said, you always feel bad because there's, like, always more and more levels of bureaucracy that's, like, blocking people out of being able to get processed through. And so you, like, they're sad when they can't. When they can't get their stamps on and they can't get through, where, like, in this game, they usually, like, cuss you out when you won't let them into a bar. And I guess that it's, like, removed from reality somewhat that, like, being let into or out of a bar is a metaphor for, like, being able to cross the border in and out for Europe and Great Britain, like, normal. Like, I get it. But that's kind of, it's, like you said, it's so separate from the rest of what the game is about. It feels unfeeling. Like, and I'm used to British humor, and I guess at one point it was pretty different from what humor was in America. But I didn't even feel like it did good at British humor, honestly.
No, not at all. I mean, British humor is more, you know, witty and thought-provoking and
and dry, and this and just kind of felt like
a sledgehammer all the time.
But it felt half-assed. It really did. Yeah. It was like, I watched Fawlty Towers one time 10 years ago, and I'm gonna make a video game. with that kind of humor. Like,
Yeah, I mean, it was. It's one of those games you start the first chapter, you're like, okay, I can, you know, if they start giving me something to go towards, I mean, like, but nothing has, I mean, the stuff in the shop has, I mean, other than the health stuff, I mean, all the other stuff is just stuff to drain your money, basically. Yeah. So it's like you're constantly, because the way this game works, you're constantly worried what's coming up next week.
Yeah.
And you don't want to spend any money because, God, they're going to throw something at me that's going to cost me another $500 and kick and either kill my credit score or kick me out. You know? Yeah. Oh, God, it was just so brutal. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know. It's gone.
Yeah.
It's gone.
I mean,
you're going to score this game, friends. I think you can kind of tell how we felt about it.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a good score, that's for sure. Because I didn't get to the end. It's like, and I have no, like, oh, I got to fix that screw up and see what happens. When I see what happens, then I, you know, it's like you go to trial and either jump. Gets arrested for having IKEA furniture in his apartment, or
yep. Boy, what a swing! Now we got him.
Yeah, nothing is. I don't think. Yeah, I mean, if you did absolutely everything right, I think the best thing you get to stay, and the government's exposed. I think, I don't know.
Yeah, which. I don't even really care about that. Like,
yeah. And it's just a newspaper. It's not, you know, it's just a newspaper heading, you know, it's like, exactly. Okay. Somebody said, I played 15 hours to get a black and white
newspaper.
Newspaper that only has like headings.
Yeah. And I guess that's where this game falls short is that like, I don't know if it just expects you to care more about yourself enough that, like, this is a win at the end where, like, yes, my character is vindicated because Officer Jupp had IKEA furniture in his office. I kind of, like, when I play video games, I like to care about the other characters, too, not just my player character. I do care a little bit about them. It sucks to keep dying all the time. But I don't know, I guess it wasn't there in this one.
No. Yeah. It's, and a lot of, it's all, you know, by the end, somewhere in the second chapter, you just feel like it's so, you're so set up because the way the jobs work and come and go. It's like you become paranoid in a way. You know, you get a job at a certain thing and you recognize that, oh, I need this thing for another thing. But you don't know if you're going to get that, you know. It's like, I'm laser focused on this place. I have to do this place at the sacrifice of all the others. Yeah. You know, and a lot of times you're offered with only a singular opportunity. So there is no choice. You have to plow through the choices it gives you. I mean, the majority. Mm-hmm. I mean, most of the week, you know, you don't have a choice. It's either take the day off or work at this place.
Yep.
So it's just for a lot of reasons, it was just like, just get me through this.
Yep.
Yeah, it's like there's no overarching, you know, I mean, even in the, I guess there's a way, I was reading, I guess there's a way you could just not let anybody, I don't know what happens if you don't let anybody into the ball at the end, you know, to bomb, you know, to set up the resistance, yeah. Mm-hmm. But you're bombing the place, you're going to kill people.
Yep. And I'm like, we know it because that's how the game began.
Right.
Like, right at the opening, that's what it was before they even tell you how to do anything. It was.
Yeah, I mean, if that was.
Let people into this thing that we're going to bomb.
Yeah, if there was a good way to avoid the bombing by revealing something, or, you know, but no, your choice at the end of that thing scenario is, you know, if you want to keep going with Jup, I guess it's Jup who tells you to let the bomber in?
It's, no, the resistance gives you the outfit of what the bomber wore, but they tell you, like, this was a government job, and this is what he's going to be wearing. We made them change, then basically, like, you got the identity, we poisoned the people, so we made them change their venue. So, yeah, the resistance says, you know.
So the resistance tells you to give the VIP pass to the bomber.
Yeah, to let them in.
Oh, wonderful.
Yep, so, like, not that anybody really can be clean in a situation like this. Like, if you're involved in a militant resistance against a fascist regime, your hands are going to get dirty.
Right. But yeah, still, it's just...
It's not good feelings.
No, there's no good feelings to be had in this game. That's a good way to put it, I guess. There are no... Not tonight. Well, I was going to suggest it should be like, not tonight, not ever.
Not ever. Oh, gosh. Put that on our tagline, Chris.
Yeah. God. Yeah, if... I don't know. I was like... Towards the end of the second chapter, I'm like, yeah, we've eclipsed any chance of anything higher than a 7. It's just going downhill from here. It's like, and God, with the third chapter, you know, we were going to end up in the 5 somewhere. It was just like, this is just a slog.
Yeah.
It's not even like, you know, it's not like it's a platformer where you're struggling with, you know, things you got to do. It's just... They just keep throwing things at you to make your job tougher. And it's just, you know, if you're susceptible to anxiety, that's what you experience. You get anxiety. Yep. It's like,
yes,
very what are you doing to me now? I got to look for knives and shivs. And, you know, you get so wrapped up. It's like, oh, crap, I totally missed the little blurry 2 pixels that tell me the guy's got contraband on him.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I guess. Like, I get that the point is that, like, everything is awful, and yay, there are people who can't get out of these situations. But, like, it didn't feel like it offered any alternatives. It was just, like, keep suffering because other people are suffering. It wasn't like, hey, here's some, like, legal resistances that you can join and help people with. I do think that they donated some portion of proceeds, verify before I tell a lie, to, like, the relief organization for maybe not. I thought that they donated some.
Yeah,
there are games that do, like.
Yeah. Oh yeah. 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 the one funny thing I saw was, you know, if you do get the quote unquote good ending, you get what work one more day, and you get the 10 developers on the guest list, and that's all you have to process. Whether or not you let them in, I wouldn't have. If I was at the end of this game, I would not have let them in. I would have rejected them all. Yeah. Get out. No party for you. Yeah, it was just... as the best way to... It's, you know, it was a, you know, a wannabe Papers, Please. For everything that was right in Papers, Please, it totally ignored what was right with Papers, Please. Used the same concept, but just, like, was so diffuse and shotgunned, and everything was going on. So many things were going on, you didn't know what was important and what wasn't. And so, you know, when you're besieged like that, then like somebody like me, I just hone in on what, you know, my original, what am I supposed to be doing? You know, processing people through these lines, you know?
Yep, exactly. So that's kind of our thoughts on Not Tonight, friends. Not our strongest entry. But we have one more this year, hopefully to tempt you and hopefully to make up for it. This next one was my recommendation, so I really hope that it helps make up for this. Our next chat is about the game called Paradise Killer. It was released last year, September 4th. It was developed by Kaizen Gameworks, published by Fellow Traveler and Leofull. It is available on Steam and Switch. Paradise Island, a world outside reality. There's been a murder that only investigation freak Lady Love Dies can solve. Gather evidence and interrogate suspects in this open world adventure. You can accuse anyone, but you'll have to prove your case in trial to convict. It's up to you to decide who is guilty. And I will post in our Discord here this week what our stopping point will be, because like the game says, it is an open world adventure. So we may end up doing something where you play for about 3 hours and we'll talk about it, play 3 more hours, and then finish the game. Because it's about 12 to 15 hours, I think, total is what the How Long to Beat recommends for this game. This game is really weird. It is a open world investigation, which is not the weird part. The weird part is more like the art style. It is, what is it? Vaporwave goes goth, kind of. So it's like the vaporwave aesthetic and music, but it's got like skulls and death and blood everywhere, but like purple gem skulls and like shiny metallic faced fountains with blood in them, you know, like you do. So I'm hoping it'll be a good time. I've played about 3 hours of the game. It's interesting. You just wander around this big island and collect evidence and interview people and see if you can decide who is guilty. So I hope it's good. Thanks so much for joining us on Game Chat. You can find us on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon Podcasts, Stitcher, and Google Play Podcasts under the Game Chat for all past and current shows. Keep up to date with what's going on by following us on Twitter at the Game Chat, Instagram at the Game Chat, and search for us on Facebook under Game Chat. You can leave us a review or question or topic for a current game, and we might read it on the show. Email us at chatwithus@thegamechat.net. You can send us pictures of dogs at notenoughdogs@thegamechat.net. Come back to us next week, and we're chatting about Paradise Killer. And we will talk to you later. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.